This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. You may have heard there are concerns about milk contamination in some places, and one of the concerns was bird flu. And I thought, wow, we got a very robust rural community here, including many dairy farmers. So we reached out to Jeff Anselm. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
What am I hearing in the background? What kind of animal? Let me guess.
Well, actually, right now, you are hearing this animal at the sheets and Butler grabbing his breakfast so he can go on the road for his morning job.
All right. That sounds good. So, very famous name, Marburger Farm Dairy and Agriculture, that you, I know that you go out and talk about this stuff, and you take a lot of great pride in what you do. So, when you hear these things, I'm sure you want to set the record straight. So what are the concerns, or are there here in the region, about contamination of milk?
So the biggest thing the consumers need to be aware of is that we have the safest food supply in the world. We as farmers and dairymen here in the area, you know, we take this very seriously. And we've been on top of it, working with both our local veterinarians, Department of Ag, other producers around the country, how they're handling the situations. It's something that we take very seriously, because it's our, you know, it's our livelihoods. And quite frankly, it's the food that we put on our table, too, that we are wanting to make sure is safe for our families. So why wouldn't we want to take it seriously?
Jeff, Paul Rasmussen here. I'm curious to know what's the deal with pasteurization should take this out, right?
And it does. It does. We're still learning about this disease here right now, and how it can mutate and what it can evolve into. But pasteurization does take care of it. It's just one of those things that we're here right now.
Did I lose you? Are you on a...
Lost you for a second. Sorry about that.
All right. Are you somewhere where you can stay? Don't move for
a
second.
I'm sitting still now.
All right. We're with Jeff Anselm with Marburger Dairy, very famous to the north there. They go back to what, the 1800s, probably?
Early 1900s. Originally started as a horse farm and then evolved into a home delivery route and for them to sell their milk, and that's where we're at here today.
Yeah, Jeff, I see one of your company's trucks almost every morning when I pull out onto 228 from my housing plan.
Yeah, he's trying to stop the truck so he can get chocolate milk. Don't let him fool you. Meanwhile, they did a great story in the Post-Gazette yesterday about this going back to the no-till soil process. What does that mean to, us?
So my full-time job is working with growers and farmers across western Pennsylvania, where we are – the company that I work for is Nutrien Ag Solutions, and I sell chemistry and seed and fertilizer and make agronomic recommendations to farmers on what are the best practices to grow the best crops, and come up with the best solutions for their particular operation. So no-till is one of the tools that we will implement, on some of our growers' farms to, make them more profitable and to, the catchword of the day is sustainable, to make their operations more sustainable. No-till is nothing more than simply exactly what it says. We are not tilling the land and planting a crop out there to harvest there. So you go back to the Dust Bowl days. That's why we had the Dust Bowl, because we kept turning over the soil there with the moldboard plow. No-till is simply we are putting seed into the ground, without having to till it.
Well, the bottom line is, Jeff, we shouldn't be concerned here in Western Pennsylvania. We're good to go when it comes to milk.
We're definitely safe whenever it comes to milk. Definitely safe when it comes to milk.
And you love your job. Tell Paul what time you get up every day.
So the hours, we milk at 3 and 3 here for our cows. That's kind of what suits our schedule there so that I can still go to my full-time job through the day and get back home to be able to do chores and hopefully catch a little nap in between there.
So I guess, Jeff, you're a member of the 2 o'clock club then.
Something like that. Something like that.
Well, listen.
Welcome aboard.
Whether they're not going to bed yet or not there to be a member of the 2 o'clock club.
Yeah.
Well, Paul could actually stop by on his way in if you need an extra hand with the milking process.
Sure, would love to have him. Would love to have him.
Jeff, thanks for taking time, and that's good news for us. So we're going to check that as one thing not to worry about right now.
Yep, I would not be concerned.
All right, keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Jeff Ansell, dairy farmer and dairy farm owner, and obviously works